Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Shalom Bayis Shir number 490. We're going to talk today about the mitzvahs ayna pertaining to close physical contact. And it's not a mysterious mitzvah whose only purpose is for procreation. That's not what mitzvahs ayna is. It's a mitzvah that serves as the couple's greatest expression of unity, the height of their love. It's an act that must be performed in the closest physical manner. Halacha dictates that relations need to be exercised in the closest ways that humans can physically be joined, which is kira basar, closeness of the flesh. In the actual union, they're mamish one. In the actual union, when they're connected by the kissing mouth to mouth, and by the actual maisa itself, the act itself, they actually are one, like a circle. But we're talking even pre that, they need to have something called kira basar, the closeness of the flesh. The closeness physically, as close as possible. And the Shulchan Aruch says, in Avin Ezra Siman Ayin Vav, Sifir Gimel, that if a husband or wife wants to have physical relations only with their clothes on, then the spouse is entitled to file for divorce. Someone says that it's only do it if we're clothed. And if she also says, I only want it this way, goes out without a ksuba. We'll talk later when you're originally married, in the beginning, where sometimes it's very difficult to all of a sudden get to that transition. And for some people, they need to slowly acclimate to get themselves to that way. So they may start off with some clothing still on. That's a different story. That's only a means to an end. But the goal is, and the way it's meant to be, is that there should be no clothing, a connection directly skin to skin. And there's an inyan of merida without that, but we're not going to get into that much. Ironically, while some people may have this false belief that covering their body during physical relations makes them holier, the Gemara says that this comes from the Goyisha world. It's a secular concept. The Torah uses the word she'er, which means closeness of flesh. Now, she'er means mezainos, but over here, in Ksubas Mem Chesam and Aleph, Tani Rabbi Yosef, she'era zukira basar. That's close flesh to flesh. Shlo yinaguba binik parsiyim, shemishasham shemitaseim balbusheim. Don't conduct yourself, or don't treat her in the manner of the Persians who have relations, but with their clothes on. The Torah explicitly requires the closeness of flesh, because being unclothed increases the physical pleasure, brings the couple closer together without barrier between them. We've said many times the Ramban has this pshat in the word she'er. She'er generally means mizaina. She'er ksus va'inasa le'yigra. She'er means food. Ksus means clothing. Ainasa means intimate relations. But the Ramban says she'er. Pir she'er b'chol mokain. The word she'er everywhere is basar. Hadavak v'hakarev l'psari shel adam. It's the flesh that's the closest to the outward of the flesh of the person, and that is what can't be taken away from her. She'era l'yigra. To be as one with her, unclothed, connected with a kira basar, not like the Parsiim that they had relations with their clothes on. That's not what the Torah wants. The Rekeach writes in Bereishis, Perek Beis, Chaf Hei, Im Heim Arumim, if they are naked, when they don't have clothing, Nehenin Zeh Mizeh, they will have pleasure from one another, V'yahavu Zeh Zeh, and they will love each other. You see here, and it's undeniable. People think love just comes from an emotion, from an intellectual connection. It comes and it's generated too from that close proximity to one another. Again, done the right way with the right hashkafa, with the emotional connection being there, then in a rumim nehenim zemizeh, when they're without clothing, they take pleasure with one another, and that very pleasure and closeness, the ahavu zeh generates love. Love generates the closeness, and the closeness generates the love. The Baal HaTorim goes even further than that. The Baal HaTorim on Bereishis, same pasuk, v'hayu l'basar echad, it says that they should be like one. And right afterwards it says, v'hiyu shneim arumim, that they both were naked, they both didn't have clothing. Isha ishtai. So the Baal HaTorim says, connecting the hayu l'basar echad to v'hiyu shneim arumim, remez l'masha amru, this is a remez to what the Chazal say, that who bibigdoi, if it is an insistence that he has relations with his clothing on, that he bibigdon, she has relations with her clothing on, yaitzi, they leave the marriage, we eating ksuba, we have the ksuba, but there is no marriage. So you see here from the Baal HaTorim, that's the smichus there. They need to be both completely unclothed, and api Kabbalah, that is what's recommended. That is what needs to happen. Raza Demila, this is in the Zayar. The Yeshneim Arumim, or the Vishtei Arumim, Bekira Bisra, with the closeness of flesh, Beli Levusha Klal, without any Levush. Now, they could have a cover on top, Al Tznius, so they could be covered, but between themselves, uncovered. Flesh to flesh, skin to skin. That is what Oina is. So the Reishis Chachma Perek Tzayin says it. Vade hamashamish bli kisei avchitzibus. It's better to be covered. The one needs to be covered. But hu bibigda vihi bibigda. No, that not. But again, the Zayar, I think Tikkun Nun Ches, Bahuzim the dispashim ilan vushim, they remove their garments. Isyached in bala, she becomes united with her husband. The kerabisra, with a closeness of flesh. That's what it says. Etzematzamei vasam ibsarei. Right? Brings out the pasuk. The chen darka lisyachta dochar venukva bekira basar. That's the way you unite a zachar with an akeva, male and female, husband and wife, bekira basar, with a closeness of flesh. The da dibuka di yehudi law, that's the highest union. The lo yehidava chaitis, with nothing in between them. Similar to when you daven to Hashem, like we learn from Chizkiyah, that there was nothing. There's nothing separating him from the wall. Same thing, so there shouldn't be a separation between Hashem and the one who's davening. Here too, there needs to be no separation between the husband and the wife. So they should be not clothed. And it's important to point out this, because the emphasis placed on tznius and chinuch that we give our children, especially the girls. So this will take some time. Now, some women may have no problem at all adjusting to this. Others may be uncomfortable at the beginning of their married life because women are more modest by nature, and it's hard to make that transition. It is hard to make that transition for many women. And though a couple's joining of flesh to flesh is not a contradiction of tznius, we have discussed this and will continue to discuss it. That it is what tznius is. The same tznius that had you dressed, covered, and modest, and unassuming, is the same tznius that has you uncovered, unclothed, sexually interested, and connecting that way is the same tznius. It's just the opposite side of the same coin. But still, it's normal for many to feel ill at ease when unclothed. So they could take it step at a time. They should have hadracha with this. And if in the beginning it's necessary, it's necessary. But the goal is to get used to each other, to acclimate it to the point where you don't have clothing on and you are comfortable with each other. Chibuk v'nishuk, we're going to talk about hugging and kissing, since the union is an act of love and it's an emotional bond. So it's not just about that final physical act. It's not about climax. It's not about orgasms. It's about the emotional bond and the act of love. And then much more is involved just to awaken that deepest feelings and create a loving atmosphere than just technical sexual aspects. That's chibuk v'nishuk is not a side product. It's not a side thing. It's not just the inyan it's important, okay, to do. No, it is key. It is crucial. Sometimes there's even more pleasure there than that union itself. It's extremely powerful. It's extremely natural action that brings the love that a husband and wife feel for each other to a very strong way. Hugging and embracing is a way a husband and wife say to each other, let's connect with each other deeply. And the embrace expresses the unity of the bodies, and a kiss expresses the unity of the souls, because that's that is breath to breath. So again, the chibuk, the embracing, is the connection of bodies, and the nishuk, the kissing, is the connection of souls. In order for a couple to be aroused and form strong feelings for each other, chibuk v'nishuk needs a lot of time and a lot of focus. And for men, sometimes it's hard. They have to hold back their taiva to complete their act quickly and allow that chibuk v'nishuk to take place with a lot of patience. It is hard work, but it's worth it. You see a remez for chibuk v'nishuk in the Torah. Right away, it says, V'yada Adam es chave ishtoi. Adam knew chave his wife. Es chave ishtoi. The Rekeach writes, why does it say es chave ishtoi, the extra S? The S is marba something else. And the Pasuk is implying that when it says Avram knew chave physically, means they performed oina, the actual physical act of oina. But in addition, Adam HaRishon showed love through chibuk v'nishuk, which is a customary to do before a physical union. This is where it says, again in the Rekeach, Es is l'rabbis ahavas chibuk v'nishikin, is the hugging and kissing, chederech la'asis l'tnei tashmish, that is customary to do before tashmish. You see with Rivka, Yitzchak and Rivka, Avimelech saw through the window that Yitzchak was misachik es Rivka ishtoi. Now the word mitzachik, sometimes is caressing, or the physical act of oina. Somehow Avimelech understood that they were husband and wife, they were not siblings. Now how could they see Yitzchak and Rivka engage in the act of oina when oina cannot be done ideally during the day? So the one answer is that the word mitzachik does not mean the actual act of oina, but instead chibuk v'nishuk, which precedes the act. And Avram saw, and Avimelech saw that, saw the chibuk v'nishuk, saw the embracing and kissing, and he understood from that that they were a married couple. And the idea being, Rameyer said, the carefulness of not marrying a Amaoritz that will just treat her like she's a piece of meat without any embarrassment. That's what a Amaoritz typically did. And a Talmud Chacham has to have that reverse aspect, always treating her with respect, delaying gratification, and during that time work his best to give her Nachas Ruach. That is the goal. So again, to review the points made in this particular shir is the importance of close physical contact, the kira basar, and the key importance of chibuk v'nishuk, hugging and kissing in the best possible way that brings ultimate great closeness between a husband and a wife. Bracha v'atzlacha.